where emergency workers are preparing to evacuate 2,500 people from the town of Emerald as the flood crisis intensifies across the state. The Nagoya River reached record levels overnight and is still rising, and already almost 80% of Emerald is underwater. Yesterday, the town of Condamine was completely evacuated, and in Rockhampton, residents are bracing for a flood peak that's expected to hit this weekend. We'll go to Rockhampton in a moment, but first this report from David Mark.
Tony Cafferty built a new home in Emerald just 1 month ago. Last night he had to abandon it, thanks to the record floodwaters that have inundated 80% of the town. He's speaking here from one of Emerald's three evacuation centres.
You're anxious on thinking in the back of your mind what's happened at your house. So I suppose that's on the forefront of my mind. The evacuation centre has been very well set up. They've done a fantastic job to make you feel quite comfortable and safe here. But as I said, the forefront of my mind is what's happened at my place, I suppose.
The evacuation centres at Emerald are run by the Australian Red Cross. Greg Gerbel is the organisation's executive director.
We've got upwards of about 600 people sleeping in three evacuation centres. And for many people, it's been a difficult night. They've been safe and dry, but there's a lot of worried looks on faces. And I've spoken to a number this morning as they've got out of bed, and many of them really haven't had any sleep at all. They're worried, and they'll certainly be worried when they walk out and see what confronts them outside.
You've just driven to the evacuation centre. Just describe the scene around the town of Emerald.
Well, look, I've had a walk around the town, and I guess the water from the evacuation centre is about 60 to 80 metres away, so it's almost like an island now. The main street, the main crossroads, you can stand there and see water in three directions, so it definitely is rising.
By the time the Nagoya River peaks, it's expected around 2,500 people will be forced to leave their homes. Thousands more have been evacuated throughout Queensland. The entire township of Condamine, 4 hours west of Brisbane, was ordered to evacuate after record-breaking flooding in the Condamine River. Evacuations were still being carried out around midnight last night. More than 80 residents were airlifted by a Black Hawk helicopter to Dalby. The mayor of the Western Downs Regional Council, Ray Brown, says some people didn't want to leave.
Oh, look, it's a very emotive time when someone's, their life and joy for their homes, they wish to look after. But we assured them where we have a police presence and emergency services presence will remain throughout the event in Condamine, to reassure residents that everything will be okay.
Emergency services are now looking to Rockhampton in central Queensland, where thousands more will be forced to leave their homes. The Fitzroy River is rising and not expected to peak until Tuesday. Rockhampton's Mayor, Brad Carter.
The intelligence coming from Western graziers and people living along the river system is that this is the greatest and the largest volume of water they've ever seen in their life, and possibly starting to get close to the worst flooding on record, which was in 1918 when we had a flood height of 10.11 metres in Rockhampton.
Emergency services are deciding whether to put compulsory evacuations into place. In the meantime, the Red Cross is getting ready. Greg Gerbel.
Rockhampton is a matter of concern for us because the predicted levels are really very, very high and will effectively cut off the town. So we've deployed a number of staff there in preparation for that, because they're expecting that come Saturday or Sunday, what will happen is the airport will be closed, and that'll be the end of getting people into Rockhampton.
With thousands in evacuation centres around Queensland and floodwaters affecting half the state, the sheer enormity of this crisis can be overwhelming. Queensland's Minister for Police and Emergency Services, Neil Roberts.
And look, it's just heartbreaking. People had very little notice in some circumstances. But even those that did, that moved possessions to higher places in their homes, on top of beds, on top of kitchen cabinets, etc., have seen the water rise to higher levels. So some people have lost everything. It's just been very, very devastating. And I think the real impact of a lot of these events is sometimes not realised till weeks and sometimes months afterwards.
That's Queensland's Minister for Police and Emergency Services, Neil Roberts. And David Mark prepared that report, with additional reporting and production from Lindy Kerrin and Anna Hipsley.